Shady deals involving desert land in the west of the country are legendary, and now the old swindles have a new twist. A federal agency is accused of cheating the federal government in land trades in Utah. The loss to taxpayers, more than $100 million, and the Justice Department has been asked to investigate. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
It sounds like the federal government is cheating itself. Over a desert landscape almost smack dab in the center of Utah, where sagebrush flats rise to a windswept precipice almost 40 miles long. The earth plunges here into twisted canyons and sculpted mesas, a place known as the San Rafael Swell. It goes on like this as far as eyes can see. What isn't visible is a checkerboard pattern of ownership, islands of state land in a federally owned sea. That's a legacy of statehood. The federal government gave new western states scattered parcels of land where logging, mining, or other development would generate money for schools. But the checkerboard makes that difficult when the surrounding federal land is environmentally sensitive. Jim Hughes is deputy director at the Federal Bureau of Land Management.
So in order to be fair to the people of Utah, we want to give them the opportunity to get some federal land someplace else that they can utilize for the benefit of their children, their school system, and we get those more pristine lands that the American people can benefit in visits and in protecting those lands for generations to come.
Utah's been trying to clear out the checkerboard for more than 20 years in land exchanges with the federal government. But recent trades enrich the state at federal and taxpayer expense, especially at the San Rafael Swell, according to Janine Blaylock of the Western Land Exchange Project.
This is a politically engineered land exchange. This was apparently never intended to be an equal value land exchange to the public and to the state of Utah. Congress had been deceived into believing this was a good deal for the American people.
Congress hasn't completely approved yet, but the land trade at the San Rafael Swell is halfway there. It passed in the House despite evidence of a lopsided deal.
The value of the land that the U.S. government received was significantly below the level of the land that the U.S. government had traded.
David Bunton directs the Appraisal Foundation, an independent group which recently reviewed the land exchange program in the Bureau of Land Management.
It appeared that there was a strong desire to close land exchange deals, regardless of the financial aspect of it. There seemed to be a lot of pressure to essentially make these exchanges. Some of the pressure, I think, comes from elected officials, state elected officials or federal elected officials.
The same pattern was found in two other recent land exchanges in Utah and documented in two earlier government reports. But this is not as sinister as it sounds, insists Jim Hughes of the Bureau of Land Management.
This was a legislative exchange that the Congress did.
And Congress, Hughes says, can ignore the standards and regulations that apply to conventional trades, including equal and fair market value.
Many legislative exchanges, in contrast, were told to negotiate a settlement between the two parties. And quite frankly, that's where a lot of the difficulties have come about in these exchanges.
Congress can consider things appraisers find difficult to price, like scenery or a public interest that overrides equal value.
I don't think that a political resolution through the Congress is a bad thing. The public has the right to comment. You know, hearings are held in open forums. The press is there. People have a right to write their congressmen and senators, the special interest groups who don't like exchanges, the special interest groups who like exchanges, all have an opportunity to get involved in that process.
The land trade at the San Rafael Swell was presented to Congress as an even swap, with the state and federal lands worth $35 million apiece. But coal, oil, and natural gas deposits make the federal land worth about $100 million more, according to federal appraisers and the Appraisal Foundation. Congress was told the exchange is environmentally benign, even though government biologists say some of the federal land is habitat for endangered species. Land exchange activist Janine Blaylock.
What's happened with this exchange exemplifies what you miss with a legislated or a politically engineered exchange. There's no environmental analysis. They do not adhere to the federal appraisal standards. so we can't guarantee that we're getting equal value. Basically, all the rules are waived, and this is something that's worked out between a few political actors.
They include Republican Governor Mike Leavitt, a friend of the president, and Republican Congressman Jim Hansen, chair of the committee that oversees the Bureau of Land Management. They both want the San Rafael Swale declared a national monument, and they both want more money for cash-strapped Utah schools. The land exchange makes monument designation more politically palatable and potentially converts federal land rich in minerals into state land generating revenue. Both the congressman and the governor have powerful allies, including former aides, inside the Land Management Bureau. It's not clear if or how they influence the deal, but the Bureau's Jim Hughes insists it's a good trade.
That doesn't mean we're ignoring the report. That doesn't mean we're not saying maybe there is a problem. We are undertaking a full review of all the pending exchanges that are currently out there. We're going to have an independent look at all the appraisal work to make sure everything is the way we think it is.
The Appraisal Foundation is calling for a Justice Department probe, citing possible violations of federal law. In the meantime, the land exchange for the San Rafael Swale moves to the U.S. Senate. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.